Buzz Lightyear mission log, Stardate 3901. After a full year of being marooned, our first hyperspeed test flight is a go.
In the new movie Lightyear, now in theaters, we get the backstory behind an iconic character, Buzz Lightyear. But we're a long ways from Toy Story's plastic version of Buzz here. This time, the Space Ranger's blaster actually works, and he's gonna need it. Buzz and a fellow Space Ranger are piloting their starship through deep space when scanners alert them to an uncharted planet with life forms on it. They have to investigate, of course, but before they can leave the planet, its plant-like tentacles pull the ship down, thanks in part to a big mistake that Buzz made. Buzz is determined to make things right, to help his crew of hundreds escape the dreadful planet. It's a huge task. But when robot minions from the evil Emperor Zurg show up, things get a whole lot harder.
Sensors have indicated that the Zurg ship powers the robots on the ground.
So we fly up there, we blow up the ship, and surprise, robot, you're toast.
Lightyear is rated PG for intense combat with those scary-looking robots. That's the biggest issue for young or sensitive viewers in this story about courage and letting go of prideful independence. But as you may have heard, there's a bigger concern here, too. A female Space Ranger marries another woman, something the film treats as completely normal. They kiss, have a baby, and eventually celebrate a multi-decade anniversary. Disney's inclusion of that kiss was partially in response to politics in Florida. But the company's activism may alienate families of faith. Despite few other big problems, we have to give Lightyear a 2.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.